Morning time, morning rain, morning time, morning rain. Hey, 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 yeah, yeah.
Papa Joe, how are you? Nice to see you. Welcome to the car. We're rainy. Oh, wait, hold on. I put the kids' bike in. Hold on. And a 1, 2, 3. All right, car's in. Everything's good. I'm just gonna start talking to this. Wait, why the fuck's the light on down there? Hold on. Tell you what, this goes back to what you used to say all the time. Why the fuck am I paying for all this electricity around here? I mean, there's fucking lights on all over the place down here. Down in the basement, there's lights on all night long. It's like, why? It doesn't make any sense. Those are aspects of your parents you turn into. You get crazy like that, you know? Okay, so I was gonna start talking while I was out here, but I didn't, because I know the neighbors already think I'm insane, which is fine, because I think they're way too fucking normal. But they're probably really the ones that are insane. Tell you what, I always think about that family across the way that has a special needs son, and always makes me hopeful because he talks now and he's fully potty trained. He's 6. And, I don't know, just the whole thing. And the parents are really nice. We're just all in the same boat. It's funny. First time I ever met him was the day that you died. And I remember painting with that kid, Caden, and he was just all bespeckled by the fact that we were painting. I mean, just, that's the other thing about being a parent that I don't fucking get. I mean, these kids are just astonished that we paint with the kids and we do this and we do that. And we let them go down to the lake. It's like, wow, it's fucking weird, you know? Like, there was a little kid on the bus today that was all like, oh, hi. And I was like looking over and saw him. And he's like, hi, I saw you at the pool yesterday. I was like, oh yeah, hi, you know? And I've seen a couple of the kids that have been on Miles's bus that have seen me, and they always lurch onto me. And I don't know where the fuck their parents are. And these are obviously special needs kids. Where are the parents at? Like, the absence of parenthood in our society today is just astonishingly off the charts. I don't even know what to say, you know? It's like, your kids need you. It's so important and vital, I think, to be a part of what they do and who they are and really cultivate and be a part of that whole relationship. And it seems like a burden for most of these parents today, which is just so weird to me. It's like, I don't know, giving an alien a high five and trying to figure out what he wants for lunch. It's like, I don't know. I'm not an alien. I don't know what planet you're from. I don't know what you do, how you do it, where you do it. But at any rate, I know our whole thing was talking about politics and what's going on in the world. And the only thing I know is that Obama's wrapped up his first 100 days. He's completely, completely kicked ass. And he has been getting shit, too, from people about how he's using their tax money. And they're upset about it. They had this big teabag thing the other day. It's like, not only do these conservative right-wing people don't know how to do things well, they tend to look like morons when they try to do something well. And the teabagging thing is just, man, it's like a bunch of people here from Felton fucking convening in a field just shouting shit and showing pictures of Thomas Jefferson. It's like, where were you at when Bush was dismantling our fucking way of life and democracy? I mean, they think that Obama fucking got us here. You know, he's trying to get the fucking shit going again. Which, actually, today, funny enough, in the news, they were talking about an economic upswing, about how the stocks have been going up for like the last month, like literally weeks after he passed the stimulus packages. And he has thorough oversight, rigorous fucking oversight, and it's like, George fucking Bush did the same goddamn motherfucking thing before he went out of office, and no one mentions that shit at all. These fucking conservative assholes are just fucking dimwitters. I mean, it's like they just fucking don't think at fucking all about anything, really. I mean, they just, their relevancy for the past is so skewed, which is why Bush fucked us. If you're not a good steward of history, you're going to repeat the same mistakes, the same failures. And you know what? Everybody talks about, oh, how Obama shouldn't do this, but no one's done shit like this before. He's opened up stem cell research. He's opened up all of these other opportunities that no one before him did, even Clinton. And I think he's done a fabulous job. And I've really kept up with, like, what he's doing and who he is and how he's fucking carrying on. And it's like, I just don't fucking get it. I don't get how these right-wingers fucking live day to day. It just fucking astonishes me. Anyway, just 100 days are today. Michelle Obama dresses well. He's got that big smile. He's turning shit around. It's good times. What else is going on in the news? That's even newsworthy. I don't know. I think I've finally gotten over that bubble of hearing your final story and being wrapped up in that nostalgia. And I actually found a whole bunch of tapes from my journalism years, interviews that I'd done with people like Denny Treese and others like that. And that was pretty cool. But anyways, I got a little closure, I think, on some things with that tape. Really never heard about your years in Brooklyn and shit like that. But it's like you dropped off. It's like you went through all of your early years, your years to Richard Bauer meeting Mom, and then you talked individually about each of us kids, which my birth seems, for Heather, disconcerting. It seemed like it was one of the darker periods of your life, with Mom almost dying, which I completely understand. It just seems like you had a lot of shit going on. But I tell you what I do want to do. I do want to try to get a hold of Leo and, you know, mix and match some things up with him. But anyway, which reminds me, I'm going to get off and call Mom now and do that. Yeah, I feel pretty good. There are questions, though. I mean, like I was saying, it's like there was a big period there where I kept telling you, you know, get your car selling years in there. Get those mid-years when we were kids and didn't know you and didn't know what the fuck was going on. And none of that was covered. It may have just been too much, or you may have just wanted to cover the important parts, which the most important parts you got in there. But I think there's a lot of other important parts. I want to know why you had blood poisoning when you were in the hospital when you met Mom. Did you drink too much hooch? What happened? That's what I want to know. So, anyway, I love you, pal. Someone gets pulled over here. People are getting fucking pinched all the time on this 71. It's just a big old fancy cash cow for people. Oh, no, it's an ambulance. All it is. Do some backflips over there, pal, as I sit next to the Apple bus. Literally, the Apple bus.